several days until the weather event passes. On Wall Street, the Dow had 190 points, and the NASDAQ is up 181. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night. We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
Two congressional members from Alabama are calling for changes to the appropriations process in Congress. Congressman Robert Aderholt is considering a run to gain the chairmanship of the House Appropriations Committee. In a letter to the House Steering Committee, Aderholt says that the current spending process is fundamentally flawed and that Congress cannot continue down this path and expect a different outcome. Aderholt says the appropriations process must start with transparency and trust. U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville learned of Aderholt's letter and thanked him for speaking out. Tuberville says that leadership from both the House and the Senate needs to take notice and move towards major reform. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Bessemer man is indicted by a federal grand jury for running a dogfighting operation. 51-year-old Carlton Adams was arrested this week while 78 dogs used for fighting were located on three properties that were being maintained by Carlton. Two of those properties were in Bessemer, one in Adger. Authorities also seized various tools that are used to condition the dogs for fighting and medications used to treat injuries. Adams is also facing charges for possession of a modified shotgun called a street sweeper. Florence police are charging a man with rape of a juvenile after an investigation is completed. 27-year-old Depricus Perkins was booked in the Lauderdale County Jail without bond. The investigation into the rape charges against Perkins began this past February. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Oh, my husband, Craig, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
What the hell are we doing here?
We are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results. Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Excuse me?
What's the other thing that scares me?
Connie.
Joey Clark.
Welcome. In the news and views in the afternoon, I'm your host, Joey Clark. My trusty sidekick, slash co-host. In fact, he could host a show on his own if he wanted. Eddie Bader, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How you doing, bro?
I like you wearing that Vivek shirt. Yeah. You rebel scum.
Okay, another reason I like it. The fabric?
Yeah. Soft.
Soft?
Very soft against
the skin. I do like those shirts.
Yeah.
No, but those, it's weird. Where are you? We get 2XL.
Yeah, whatever you got.
And I got a 2XL, too. But they're a little too big, and I've been trying to shrink them. Where it's like hot water and hot dryer.
Yeah, but I've done that. But let me tell you, as a guy who's...
Oh, it gets... Yeah, your belly starts showing?
Yeah, just
don't
just
do it too
let
much.
It ride. Yeah, sometimes,
don't
Joey,
do it too much,
you have to not dry the shirt. Because you don't want it to shrink.
Oh, yeah, right, right.
Secrets of a fat boy doing laundry.
You know, I almost wore a tie today just to mess with the comment section.
Whoa.
Yeah, one day I might just come in suited and booted.
Wow, okay.
Just to mess with
okay,
them.
Yeah, make
because they're always
really
critics of what I'm wearing, what you're wearing, what we're saying.
Dude. The haters.
Oh, the peanut gallery. The haters are going to hate.
Dude, they hate very well, too.
And
very
actually,
well.
It does remind me of that Chappelle Show skit, the hater of the year. Like
the haters ball.
Yeah, like the comment section, I think, could play with the haters of the year.
No doubt. No yeah. doubt. And the sad thing is, we know many of them personally.
This coat is made out of your mother's... for some reason, I'm in a good mood today. I think it's because I spent some time in the sun doing some yard work this
morning. Oh, did
you? Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
And that Huberman guy who's real popular online that everybody's... Yeah, it's interesting online. Everybody's found, like, a new dad. Like, Joe Rogan is my dad? No, wait. Anthony Huberman? That guy, he's real smart. He told me nicotine's good for the brain.
I've heard that.
But Huberman's actually got great advice. He said, hey, when you wake up in the morning... go outside and walk around for a little while. And it is true. It will make you feel a lot better.
Different. For a while, and I'm back to my old habits, but for a while there, I had a good run of not picking up my phone after I got up for over an hour. It felt so good. It was strange first couple of days, but as things have turned around, I've gotten busy as crap again. I have to get back out of that habit. But it was great. It's a good habit to get into, especially social media. Staying from the news and social media when you first wake up.
But then I did have to look at the news, and here's the top story on Drudge Report.
Ah.
The former great conservative website.
But we still quote them.
No, I still like to go there because it's good to see what millions of people are still looking at.
Oh.
Right.
I didn't think about that.
Right, there's old habits die hard, even if, like, it completely changes.
This is true, NBC.
It's like, well, my wife went through the surgery, and she took some of her fat out, and now she's got a member, but she's still my wife.
Still my wife.
Which, I mean, death till you part in sickness or health.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's the top story. CIA warns, the agency warns, Iran attack within 48 hours.
Who are they attacking?
Iran will attack Israel within 48 hours as revenge for the consulate strike.
Okay.
You don't think they're going to do it?
I'm not saying they won't. I'm more of a bring it on kind of guy, but okay.
So you're ready for just like, let's have war.
On some parts of, some parts of this earth need a little bit of scorching.
Well, you know, and there was an old idea about war. It's before we got like the League of Nations, then the UN as we have it now, and international law as we have it now. And all due respect to Judge Napolitano, but like this International Criminal Court or the Criminal Court of Justice,
right.
It's a joke.
It feels that way.
It's an absolute joke because you ain't enforcing squat.
Right.
And in fact, a lot of these international institutions were just an excuse for Pax Americana, which worked for a while. But now it's kind of deteriorating. So before you got modern international law where we're all going to meet in a big assembly in some fake government, it used to be, well, no, you had sovereign nations. And the sovereigns, whether it be a king or somebody elected by the representatives of the people, they could negotiate, and they would. They tried to negotiate, tried diplomacy.
Okay.
But at a certain point, if you're just not getting along with your neighbor, they're just doing things so provocative, it's like, hey, talk to the canon. The last argument of kings. I'm suing you, and God is going to be the judge in this suit I'm bringing against you. And, all that's so brutal and savage and all stuff. But you know what happened? Wars were fought, and then wars were done. You're never going to get rid of conflict and war. I think it's human nature.
Agreed.
But with our current system, what do you have is nobody's allowed to win, really. The last time somebody was, like, really allowed to win was when we denazified Germany and when we suppressed down Japan after dropping the bombs. But after that, nobody's allowed to, like, fully win a war, not even our own troops, because they got rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. And now that, well, we whooped, say, a lot of the Taliban and the Northern Alliance there and like all early in Afghanistan, but now we got a nation built.
Mm-hmm. How's that going, by
so the way? It seems almost like this call for like negotiating constantly. Like we always have to have peace. Like you just can't keep prosecuting war. People are dying. And what that's doing? Prolonging the dying. And it's disgusting and ugly. But here's the story. The CIA, the agency, has warned Israel that Iran will attack the country in the next 48 hours. Do you think Mossad was already wise to that, given the Israelis?
Who do you think told the CIA?
Right.
I mean, come on.
What, did you think Israel knew what they were doing when they said kill the top commander in another foreign country?
Yeah.
Especially a consulate, which is even under international law, supposed to be immune from strikes like this?
I don't think people have seen an angry Israel in a long time. Israel, at some point, were very much like Russia, where they just eliminated their enemies and went on about their day.
But Israel killed two Iranian military commanders with a strike on Tehran's consulate in the Syrian capital of Damascus. Ever read Song of Solomon?
No.
Especially to your wife on like Valentine's Day?
No.
It's like when I look at you, it's like I'm on the road to Damascus.
No.
Never. I mean, it works.
I got
Try
a knife made out of Damascus steel, I think.
Oh, that's always great. Okay. That's really cool looking stuff.
I got that.
Could you make it, actually?
No, I bought it from
I'm not a smithy either.
Yeah.
Iran is said to be planning a combined attack with a rain. Like purple rain.
Oh, okay.
Like a rain. Like, our arrows are going to blot out the sun.
They can do that with drones nowadays.
So we'll fight in the shade.
Yeah, they can do that with drones nowadays.
But they're planning a combined attack with a rain of drones and missiles fired from its bases at strategic locations inside Israel. This comes after U.S. officials raise fears that the Israeli strike could lead to a wider war in the Middle East. You know how Erdogan didn't do well in those local elections?
Yes.
Some of that is clearly the inflation. Like, it's 20-something percent there, and it's been awful.
Oh, it's,
But
that country can't handle
you
that.
Better believe some of that is what's happening with Israel and Gaza. Because Erdogan talks this big game where it sounds like they're about to invade Israel, and then they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling there are a lot of everyday folks there, and Arab folks, who are looking to Turkey as sort of the leader because they have this massive military. And they're a little tired of all the talk and no action. You think, you say bring it on. How many folks do you think on the so-called other side say bring it on?
Oh, sure. Sure.
But Ralph Goff, or G-O-F-F, Goff?
Goff.
Golf? Goff.
Goff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
like,
Goff.
You want to go golfing?
Or Goff. Goff.
Ralph, a former senior CIA official who operated in the Middle East, said Israel's strike was reckless, adding it will only result in escalation by Iran and its proxies. Speaking to the New York Times, Ralph said that Israel is trying to hit the Iranian Revolutionary Guard to punish them for ongoing plots to kill or kidnap Israeli Jews around the world, which they're probably up to and doing.
Okay.
Former U.S. Central Command Chief and retired four-star General Kenneth F. McKenzie. Whew, harsh letters. What does the F stand for? Francis?
Yeah, I hope so.
Warned the attack was a blow for Iran. He also said Iran's options to hit Israel are very, very limited, and the Israelis aren't going to back down.
Right.
Dana Struhl, the Pentagon's former top Middle East policy official. I don't know if you'd want to actually claim that, Dana, because we've been doing so great there. Warned that the strike was a significant escalation and risked tipping an already volatile, unstable region into full-scale war. Wait, these people get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for this commentary? I could do that, and I don't know anything.
They get paid to state the obvious.
See, but I don't have the patience to fill out reports.
I got a feeling I'm not a details. Reports. They're just
I'm not a details guy. No, these people are pretty good at they document everything they do. This is a bureaucracy that runs us.
That's true.
It's not a democracy, it's an oligarchy. And when you think that, think bureaucrats. Whether
lots
in corporations or in the government or in the State Department. Yeah. And they do a lot of reports. They document everything they do. And I just don't have the patience to fill out details in that way. But are we worried that this is gonna be a larger war?
Not for long.
What do you think Israel does?
I think if they are attacked, they come at it, unlike us, they come at it with both hands. They don't put their hands behind their back.
Well, I think the deal here, though, is neither the Iranians, whose Air Force I think is fairly limited, but even the Israeli Air Force, which has the latest F-35s, and in fact, that heads-up display that you see where they can, that was created by the Israelis.
Right. That's what we know.
Right. But everything I've seen, Israeli planes cannot fly without refueling directly from Israel to Iran. And in fact, you're going over pretty hostile airspace when you're doing that, too. So I'd imagine this ends up being missiles, exchanged with missiles.
Missiles and...
Now, the Iranians, they say limited options, but the Iranians do have a lot of cruise missiles and ballistic missiles ready to go. Now... Remember the last time they used them was when Trump hit back, or Trump killed Soleimani, and they shot those missiles at an American base. But it seemed like they were more saying, we have to do something.
Right.
We don't really want to fight. This is just a response, so we show we're strong.
Right.
But we're not actually trying a war here. You got to wonder, are they going to do something like that? Or are they suggest to Israel, hey, we could hit you, but we're just not going to fully escalate it? But again, two guys now dead.
Yeah, if they don't come at them... You know, if they do that same thing they did with us, that'd probably be the best thing for them, to be honest. But like you said, there are people on that side going, hey, I'm ready. Let's get this thing going. Come on.
Well, I'm at the point, though, whether it's Israel or Ukraine or Taiwan, it's like we're not in a position to be making threats to anybody. Pardon me. We need to get our own damn house in order.
That's just one more distraction.
And in fact, us playing both frickin' sides of every conflict in the world is causing more problems and more death for people around the world and causing us more problems in terms of money. Oh, wait, but the military contractors get richer and a lot of jobs in Alabama, so isn't that great?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered how you get paid in your job, folks? And is it actually good for everyone? You got to think that through. But no, just think in a self-interested way. In the name of serving everyone, right?
I like the way I get paid.
Yeah, but you sell houses.
And?
You manage properties.
Yeah, and? I do other things.
OnlyFans?
Casual dancing.
Yeah, with the destruction of the U.S. dollar, I wouldn't blame you for putting up feet pics on the internet.
I got some miles on these. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are into that.
So, wider war. How lovely. But again, I think we need to bring our butts home.
I agree.
And it's us playing essentially the ruler of the world. We haven't done it very well. We had an amazing hand heading into the 90s. Amazing hand.
Yeah.
And we really screwed the pooch.
Peed it away, man.
And everybody wants to act like, no, we can still... Okay.
I think we have to stop, reset, start over.
So we'll see where all this goes. But, wider war could be right on our doorstep. Right before an election, don't you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want
go so well.
Biden to be a wartime president, Joey? Would you want Biden to be a wartime president?
No.
Right.
Well, and you do have to wonder whether it would be Biden or Trump. How many Americans, because we covered this last week, would actually sign up?
I'm sure there'll be a few, but I'm sure the numbers will be exaggerated, but I don't think it'll be near as many as...
Yeah, because I don't think our leaders, as much as you might like them out there, actually inspire confidence in people.
Look at your leader. Do you want to sign up for that?
Right. And then if you can put your foot in somebody else's shoes, imagine Trump. How many folks are never going to go fight for that
exactly
guy?
Exactly right.
So it's just... It's a terrible time. Though it's also an exhilarating time. Yeah, I ran across one story. I want to end this segment with this.
All right.
Because there are good things happening in the world. And it's actually the website Not the Bee, and they often are getting into the culture war stuff. Well, there was one story, though, where it was about this young girl. I think her name is Khadija, Indian.
Khadija?
Khadija Chowdhury. It sounds about right. Young, cute little kid. This girl's... adorable. Like, I'll show Eddie here. Just freaking adorable.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well,
your glasses.
Khadija has Leber congenital amaurosis 4. Whatever that is a genetic condition which causes cells in the retina to die off by the age of 4.
Mm-hmm.
It's also associated with a condition known as hyperopia or extreme farsightedness, in which the pupils, which usually expand and contract in response to the amount of light entering the eye, do not react normally to light, but rather expand and contract more slowly than normal, or possibly not at all. This young lady was diagnosed with the condition at the age of 2. Her parents noticed her eyes moving abnormally and her vision slowly deteriorating over time. The family traveled to Evelina London Children's Hospital, a subsidiary of St. Thomas's Hospital in London, which is the only hospital in the world trying out a new gene therapy, a keyhole eye surgery to inject healthy copies of a gene into sufferers' eyes. In the surgery, Khadija had both her eyes injected with the pioneering treatment in two separate procedures, each one totaling about 1 hour. The lead surgeon's assessment of the surgery is encouraging. Quote, "We're really pleased with how Khadija's surgeries went. Her mother and father have already noticed an improvement in her vision, which is very promising. New medicines such as gene therapy, gene editing, and regenerative biotherapeutics are at the cutting edge of science, giving doctors new tools to help the body restore its own functioning." And it's amazing stuff. Like, as weird as the world is, as harrowing as so much of the news is, there are amazing things being done each day. So, you can hang your hat on that, but it also should, I think, piss you off when you see, yes, wider war is coming. Like, we can't seem to get it right when we're on the cusp of doing really amazing things.
And the world seems to be going about 1,000 miles an hour.
And let's see who this is on line 3. You're on the air. Who's this? Hello? What song is that?
Sounds like Kiss. Nope.
I don't know.
I like Kiss in the background until the vocals changed.
Yeah. You know, I accidentally, when I went to go get my sandwich today, when you called, and I was getting my sandwich at Chappie's, and usually I turn off music as I get there and open the window for the car hop person. Right. But because I was talking to you as she walked up, I hung up, and it full blast, Caribbean Queen!
Oh, Billy Ocean?
And she knew it off just the horn blast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I like you. Like, stay tuned. The next song's John Five's new song, Ghost, where he shreds his brand new guitar. Playlist is all over the place today.
Well, at least you had one good one on there for sure.
Yeah.
Billy Ocean.
Wait, you don't Anchorage, like John Alaska. Five? Guy can play, dude.
I'm dogging him. I love Billy Ocean. Saw him in concert, so I can't. Yeah. In Anchorage, Alaska, he came out. Hello, Anchorage.
Red light spells danger. You know that song?
No.
You don't?
No. Not the way you're singing it, anyway.
What? I thought I hit it.
Okay. Maybe you did.
Whatever.
Yeah.
How about this? Let's hit a break.
Let's hit that. The break.
You know the song Red Light Spells Danger by Billy Ocean, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Love Really Hurts Without You. You know that one? See, you thought you were coming, like, I thought you were a fan. And nope. You're disappointing me.
Sorry to hear that, buddy. It's been a while.
But, you know, there's a song about painted on jeans and Eddie's all ears.
Who doesn't like that
song? Pervert.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I fall distracted by your phone. Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance or just scrolls and scrolls. If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's a quiet forecast for the next few days, running way below normal on the temperature with sunshine. High temperature up to about 67 today. Clear, cold tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 39. Upper 60s again tomorrow and Saturday with more sun. Upper 30s again on Friday night.
We should be warmer Sunday with a high in the mid-70s. A comfortable day with sunshine. Risk of showers holding off till Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. We got a dog in the area.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
yeah, we do.
Very much a cutie.
I mean, her fur is so fluffy, reminds me like a fox.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll try to pet her, get her used to me in a second.
We didn't bring no snacks. That's where we messed up.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we messed up.
Hey, let's go to the phones and talk to Eric the duck. Eric. Eric.
Hey, man.
What was that?
I'm sorry. I apologize. No, it's bad. I am flabbergasted by these angels.
Figured he
the blue angels,
cockpit of a F-22.
My back door, I can watch these guys rehearse. And I'm telling you, these guys have got nerve.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. And I salute, man. The restaurant behind me, I won't mention any names, but they're adjacent to the water park. Mm-hmm. And Air Force being right here, but they already smoking the whatever they do to the fans. But I've seen that. That's what I want the audience. These guys, they five strong. If I lose you, forgive me for the noise. But
we do have the air show coming up this weekend.
I'm an American, but I'm proud to be an American.
Amen.
These cats, I don't know how the hell they do it, Joey, but one came upside down. I don't know what the mock was, three or four, completely about 150 feet off the ground. Are you kidding me? Hell, I wouldn't even get in the car that fast, let alone. But Joey, the thing of it is the Air Force at the restaurant adjacent to my house are out there. It's like, not that they're amazing. Thunderbirds are awesome.
Yeah.
But here's my thing. They're out there as if they are also saluting and supporting. If that ain't that's a pat on the back. That's a pat on the back for the military.
There you go.
It is to me. Mm-hmm. It is to me. Any damn body out there that don't believe in the military, you're un-American. Joey, you take care, and I'm proud of what you do.
Thank you for the call, Eric.
Thank you.
272-9228. Sad news. You know, Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
That was his nickname.
I've been eating this cereal forever.
No, not Captain Crunch.
Oh.
No, Mike Colon.
Oh.
Auburn.
Yeah.
Football player, went on to play for the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, you know Andrew.
Yeah.
He's part of that extended family. So I've had the opportunity a couple times. One, it was even in passing right outside the Auburn Hotel there on a game day, and I just recognized him and introduced myself.
Cool.
And what a man, but he passed away, I believe, yesterday at 76. A stellar athlete, and he's a bold witness for Christ, which is very true. And he lived up to his nickname, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, huh?
Starring at what was then Hoover's Berry High School, Colon was recruited by Coach Ralph Shug Jordan and went to Auburn. He was a linebacker by position and a hard tackler by intention. Colon was All-SEC twice for Auburn. He led his Auburn team in breaking a five-year drought of losses to Alabama in 1969.
Hey, good year.
The Miami Dolphins drafted him in 1970, the same time as their new head coach, Don Shula. He played eight seasons for the Dolphins, winning back-to-back Super Bowls in 72 and 73. He was part of that 72 Dolphins team.
Shortly after he got there, too.
All right.
No, we do need to, if they'll allow us, we need to reach out just for one story from Wesley Britt about what did the 72 Dolphins do for you guys? Because they went undefeated, and the Patriots did all the way up to the Super Bowl. That's where that crazy catch happened. But you got they would always send, like, what, a basket or bucket of champagne to the team that was last undefeated? So I almost wonder if they did something extra. Because the Patriots technically won more games than the 72 Dolphins. But, yeah, and just to have a great local guy who was part of that amazing year in sports. There's one Dolphins play that Mike Colon would like to have forgotten, one of the most famous plays in NFL history. The Dolphins had been back-to-back Super Bowl champs. They were in the playoffs trying to three-peat. It was December 21st, 1974, playoff game between Miami and the Oakland Raiders. With 35 seconds to play, the Dolphins led 26-21. The Raiders had the ball first and goal at Miami's 8-yard line. Oakland quarterback Kenny Stabler, the University of Alabama graduate, dropped back to pass and was flushed out of the pocket. He was nearly sacked and started going down. Stabler flicked a weak pass towards running back Clarence Davis in the end zone at the last second. Davis was surrounded by three Dolphins, including Colon. Colon got his hands on the ball and nearly knocked it away, but somehow Davis, amidst a sea of hands, ended up with the ball and the touchdown, giving the Raiders the win and ending the Dolphins' dynasty. The game became known in football history as the Sea of Hands game.
Sea of Hands.
After retiring from the NFL, Colon worked as a fitness center owner in Montgomery in real estate and financial services. He returned to Auburn for each spring practice A-Day game for decades to present the Mike Colon Award to Auburn's leading tackler from the previous season. He wrote a book in 2016, The Greatest Team, A Playbook for Champions. It's largely autobiographical. The book's title, of course, refers to the 1972 Dolphins. In 1969, Colon had been the first recipient of the National Christian Athlete of the Year Award. The award meant more to Mike Colon than two Super Bowl rings. He had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and his longtime friend and pastor, John Ed Matheson of Fraser Memorial here in Montgomery, said Colon is a servant leader. Mike commanded the attention of young people and athletes. He led many to faith in Christ. And I'm sure folks will be wondering when the arrangements happen. I imagine this is going to be one of those memorials or funerals that is hundreds and hundreds will be there. What a man.
Yeah.
And sometimes and it's sad when anybody goes, but some folks really leave an impact. And
no doubt.
Captain Crunch certainly did. And, you know, switching gears here. It's been a while since we've talked about Mayor Stephen Reed.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I was a little curious because there was an enigmatic tweet from Mayor Stephen Reed.
Oh?
Yesterday afternoon on the X platform.
What did he allow?
And he said something to the effect of, a very important guest is about to show up unannounced in Montgomery. I look forward to showing him around. His flight's leaving soon. I'm like, well, who's that? Is it Biden? Probably not Biden. Oof. Is it Obama? Mm. Like, that's where my mind is. Well, Kamala Harris, he said he, so it's not Kamala.
Day and time.
Like, who's it going to be? Well, this morning I wake up to a press release from the comm staff there.
Okay.
And it reads, during a visit to the capital city yesterday, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg and Montgomery Mayor Stephen L. Reed. What does the L stand for? Lester?
We'll go with that.
Laurinaitis?
Nicer than I can be.
They toured some of Buttigieg and Reed toured some of West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million. It's a neighborhood access and equity grant. I think we heard about this from Sismansky. The grant was awarded to the city by the U.S. Department of Transportation last month. It is the largest competitive federal grant ever presented to the city. So here are some of the key elements of the infrastructure improvements. Let's go through these, Eddie.
Please. I'm curious.
Redeveloping a local brownfield site into a EV charging station and microgrid.
There's a waste of money. Tell me I'm wrong.
What's a brownfield site?
I'm guessing it's somewhere they used to perhaps have a dump of some sort, but I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like an area that was having some trouble.
I'm an industrial area that just hadn't quite cleaned up yet.
Yeah, let's see. Brownfield land abandoned or underutilized due to pollution from industrial use. Yes. Okay. So that the brownfield site is going to be turned into an EV charging station and microgrid. Repaving, striping, and adding a bike lane and landscaping on West Fairview Avenue from the interstate, Interstate 65 underpass, to the Mobile Highway intersection with Highway 80. But that's not all, folks. Establishing an EV workforce microtransit site and workforce training hub to provide consistent routes to Hyundai, the Inland Port, Downtown, Lagoon Park Industrial Park. Man, that's a mouthful. Whoever named that didn't think that through. It's Lagoon Park Industrial Park. Hospitals and other high-demand employers. So it's an EV workforce microtransit site.
Huh?
Yeah, I'll read it again. EV workforce microtransit site and workforce training hub to provide consistent routes to Hyundai, the Inland Port, Downtown, Lagoon Park, Industrial Park, hospitals, and other high-demand employers.
You know how we always say you talk in cursive?
Yeah.
You're doing it right now.
I'm just reading
can
this.
Can you Fisher price that down to the rest
of I don't know. I'm a fancy idiot. I can do a little poetry, a little Shakespeare for you. I don't speak bureaucrat. How dare you accuse me of that?
I'm assuming you could interpret. My bad. You're as lost as the rest of us.
I woke up in a good mood, and you accuse me of being able to speak bureaucrat.
I thought you could interpret. If you, then who? If not you, then who?
Well, let's hire somebody with a grant. adding intelligent technology. We got a grant, so we can get more grants. That's what we're doing here.
Well, yeah.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers, and of course we have factories. They make miniature models of factories. Okay, so an EV workforce, repaving, striping, right. Adding a bike lane, redeveloping a brownfield into an EV charging station, microgrid, adding intelligent technologies such as smart lighting, CC cameras, closed circuit cameras, Wi-Fi hotspots along Mobile Street, South Holt Street, West Fred Gray Avenue, Oak Street, and West Fairview Avenue.
Okay.
Laying down an extensive fiber optic infrastructure.
For what?
Actually, that one got my attention. Faster internet.
For in that area?
Eventually. Upgrading bus stops and covered shelters.
I'm all about that.
Enhancing navigation with more historic markers and wayfinding kiosks.
Mm.
Yeah, when's the last time you stopped at a kiosk?
Last time we were at an airport.
Yeah, I had to do it at the airport.
I don't think I've ever done it on a trail of any sort.
Yeah, but even when you have to, like, wait, like you say you're checking a bag, you still have to go and wait in line even after. Like, what's the point? Why don't I just wait and, like, just give me the thing up
Built
there?
Built-in speed bump, buddy.
Well, and apparently, one of my favorites, Michael Malice, is in New York. What is it, Dulles out of New York? He said that they have one guy who literally just stands there, watches people use the kiosk, and then is like, good job! You wonder how people end up murdering others. Goodness gracious.
That is pretty bad.
But creating more than 2 miles of sidewalks, too. So I'm more area to walk. But you're not big on the EV stuff?
No, man. When the manufacturers of EV have cried uncle, which they are now, why in the world are we continuing to put money into charging stations that we know are just going to be stolen? Once crackheads find out there's copper in there, by the way, there's copper in there, they'll be gone.
You've actually had to deal with crackheads, right?
Oh, yeah, one of the specialties. You know how I'm trying to get you to interpret? Sometimes I'm the interpreter. Yeah.
Right. You don't speak cursive, but you do speak crackhead. And it's just like, how dare you? We're trying to develop a disregarded part of the city that's been marginalized for too long, and Eddie's got to bring up all this crap. I mean, we'll see how it works out. Line 3. Who's this on line 3, Eddie?
It's just Sparky.
Hey, Sparky, how you doing?
I was doing good till you mentioned Pete Buttigieg. Do you know that that man took maternity leave I'm not sure if he was the wife that week or the husband. But anyway,
I think he's always the husband.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Ooh. That should scare us all.
Are you saying that because he's working? Are you being one of those sexist people?
No, because it's two men, you dopes.
Oh, okay.
Here's my feeling on it. If a guy is married to a woman, which is really the normal way to go, if she has a baby, the husband can go home and have this time off with her to help her through the first month or so.
Right.
But nobody had a baby in that family. They're two guys. Guys don't have babies. Why did he get to take off?
Well, because he works for a progressive government.
Yeah, and then it's more important to spend time with the kids.
Yep, and they enjoyed the headlines from that. Yeah.
The kids, how old was this baby, an infant?
Yeah. I believe so.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Did they have a boy or a girl? I hope it's a boy. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, either way, it's bad. But I don't know. You know, this election's going to be close again. How stupid do you have to be to vote for Joe Biden? What good has he done for our country and the American people? I can't think of one thing.
I don't know if it's intelligence or it's a matter of are you addicted to, like, CNN or not.
Mm-hmm. Or are you that afraid of Donald Trump?
Right, yeah. They're,
that's, I don't get it. You're afraid of
him. Ugly to question people's motivations and, like, attribute to them, like, psychological complexes in order to make sense of their politics. But one of my favorite rude lines is, you don't hate Trump, you just hate Dad.
Yeah, he did a lot of good for this country. Okay. I don't know the man personally, but I'm from New Jersey, so that's close enough to New York to know that that's the way they are. But he did a lot of good for our country and for the American people and for the black people. He right. did more for the black people than Obama did.
Do you think black people feel that way?
I hope so. Some. I hope so.
I've heard some tell me that before.
Yeah. Some do. Well, I appreciate the call, Jim. It really is great hearing from you, Sparky.
Okay.
See you, bud.
272-9228. Yeah, and well, that poll we were showing yesterday, what, 30% of black men?
Wow.
Thinking about voting for Trump.
And that's openly. I wonder how many of them. I mean, just like people in general, you know, like they say one thing, but when they get behind the curtain.
You know, you're right, Eddie. There are a lot of ways to be closeted. Let's go to Gene. Hey, Gene.
Hey, Dylan. How's Miss Lucy doing?
She's amazing, and I know you don't do the Facebook, but I posted a video of her with her forever dog, Mabel, the white lab, and Mabel's on her back just licking this little... Lucy's 6 months now, and so she's making all sorts of faces and sounds, and she's just adorable.
I know she is. I know when I called you and told you to send us something for Easter, I meant to tell you to get an Easter bunny to send to her.
An Easter,
cute, oh, okay. Little soft Easter bunny, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So cute and fuzzy.
Okay, darling, you have a good day.
You too, Gene. I love how Gene just calls to check in on my niece now. That's adorable.
You don't talk about her enough on the radio. Although that video you put out, I showed it to Susanna, I thought there were going to be some tears coming from her. Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's also, what's there to say? Like, she's still cute. Let's go to line three. Margie, you're on there.
Hey, they were talking about the upgrading for those charging stations and the smart issues and technology and stuff. Have you seen anything about these new 15-minute cities that they're trying to implement around the country?
I heard something about that.
You said fencing?
15-minute city.
15-minute city.
Yeah, they're called... Also called smart cities, is where they're trying to integrate everybody into the cities and employ all this electric vehicles and trains and internet and try to keep everybody within 15 minutes and where you're emboldened to the government, basically. You should look it up. It's quite interesting.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Margie. They got a lot of work to do with Montgomery, though. This is a very unwalkable city.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that's where it sounds like it's trying to head to.
Mm-hmm. I believe she's right.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking at
Yeah, I think I went down a couple of YouTube rabbit holes on that.
Well, I'm looking at a Reuters fact check, so all you dopes out there saying it's a conspiracy for control. Oh. They're not trying to control you. They're just trying to control you.
Oh, and I'm the Fed, huh?
No, we're not trying to control you. We're just trying to control you, and it's a good thing.
Okay, Daddy.
So stop saying it's happening, because it isn't happening, and it's good that it's happening.
It's happening.
Go to TS. Hey, TS.
Going?
Yes, ma'am.
You're so funny. I'm not that much older than you. Actually, I am. I'm finding... Are you going to, like, run for office or
no,
something?
No, why then? Would you wish that on me? Why would you even ask? That's just rude.
Because you're doing weird stuff now.
You are doing weird stuff.
Eddie?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
I don't have time to drive over there right now.
Weird stuff. So, what sort of weird stuff?
Well, when people are asking important questions, like interesting questions, you're not replying. You're just sitting there. I guess you're dwelling on an answer, but then you're not really answering them. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Riding the fence?
No, no. It might be they're bringing up stuff.
Oh, he ain't even a turtle. No, he's not even a turtle ride the fence. He's just like I've got my lips sealed.
Well, I don't know everything, and I don't have an opinion about everything. And then sometimes it's nice to just be polite and be like, you're dumb. Stop calling.
Jeez.
But, Joey, why are you just null and void on some people's questions? And thank you for just putting up with my older...
Give me an example.
About two phone calls ago.
About like Joe Biden? Like, why would anybody...
The lady that called about two phone calls ago.
About the 15-minute city?
Yeah, I think that might have been it.
Like, I just looked it up and we just talked about it. I'm not deeply aware of this topic.
But you were like numb. Why are you... Okay, I'm going to let you go because I love you more. And I'm just going to keep monitoring your show.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? What, Eddie?
You're going to keep monitoring him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to monitor him because I love
him. It's a good idea.
Stop. Okay. When I bring the pecan pie, no, not you. Joey's going to control it.
That just means he's going to eat it. Not give me none.
No, he's... I love you guys. Thanks for your time.
The end. You okay, Bob?
Huh?
Yeah.
Where am I? Did we just take a call or something? Line three, you're on there. Who's this? Oh, no. Line one, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Man, Lord have mercy. Mama, I almost want to, man, that was rough. I don't even know why, what happened just then. That was crazy. But, man, you caught me that time, Joy. You caught me. See, but, man, what you was talking about, I can't believe somebody called and really stopped you, man, when you were reading over that thing. And the 15-minute cities are, they're coming, but it's a lot more than what this is. And everybody thought that in Proper, too, when they started seeing all them sidewalks. They're like, where's these sidewalks going? You know what I mean? Like, And that's it. Everybody started jumping on the 15-minute thing. And it's a logical thing to think about. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah, and it's also, like, my first blush of this, if y'all really want me to talk about it out of my ass, is that, like, what's wrong with a walkable city if you want to live in a walkable city? In fact, a lot of places I've converted to it, and it's pretty convenient. Instead of having to deal with cars all the live long day, if you don't like it, if you're worried about some extra sense or system of control, keep living in the county.
Oh yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. But like, if I would like when I come to town, like it's amazing. This is very like when I'm at my friend's house, just to be able to go right down the road and get a dollar hamburger. You know what I mean? And not make a mess. And all right, I can't say a dollar no more. That's a lot. $1.99 burger. And you know what I mean? And you're right there. And it is convenient. And that's why we've lost a lot of liberties. Is for convenience and safety.
That's true.
And that's what you swap for.
Well, and it's also a very old idea. that you, actually you go to the town square when you're going to do your shopping or eating or whatever, and you see a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just a bunch of cars honking at each other as you're sitting there, you know, playing with yourself in the car.
And the other thing you can look at, caller, is look at the mirror cities or the mirror buildings where they made out of nothing but rechargeable. The whole panel is a mirror, but it's also solar power. Mm-hmm. So the whole building, and the first one in the desert is like 15 or going to be 15 miles long when they're through with it, and everything will be, you won't leave there. But you know what I mean? Like that's a legit 15-minute city, and it will take you 15 minutes to go from, if you wanted to go to one side to the other. But you won't have to, because everything will be brought to you, and everything will be localized. The schools will be in the center. You know what I mean? Like mm-hmm. the trains will run, and the trains will be up under you. And it's a convenient way to live, no lie. But I do want to hear you go back before. The electrician called and start back where you was at, man, reading it off like you were reading it. And
we're done. The list is done.
The list is done. He said, I'm done. Man,
get for $36 million. It costs a lot to do sidewalks and smart lighting and fiber optic infrastructure. And
any jobs?
Workforce development. Okay.
Oh, that's right. There was workforce development.
Like to get people around big businesses around here.
And the fiber optic is expensive. And they got another school that's down there by the coast that I think will be coming here. And it's kind of like what I said a long time ago, you know what I mean, where businesses get involved. But you don't actually put a certain machine in the school to let the, like Hyundai, like I was thinking. They broaden it to a wider spectrum, and I like the way they're doing it. And it's a different step than somebody having to go to college. And I don't know, I'm not up to date on it, I know I don't have a lot of stuff on it, so I can't articulate exactly how it looks in my brain, because it's dreamy how he explained it and how I listened. As a matter of fact, I think it was on 93.1 on Saturday that he was, somebody was on a show talking about it.
Cool.
And then, I jotted it down, and of course I didn't get far with it. But man, I can't wait. I mean, Montgomery is, I don't know if it'll cut down on crime. I don't, man. These automatic tag readers and stuff, and the smart city. See, every one of them, you know, like you call it mirror, you know, windshield time, all them trucks now, they've been suited with it. This ain't something just.
Well, windshield time wasn't always riding. You find a hiding spot and sit too.
But they got little cameras on and they read the road and it lets the city.
Can't have any fun anymore.
You have to get a guy at the.
Randall, I'm running out of time here. I appreciate it, man.
But I was going to say it reads the roads and it lets them know which one needs fixing before, you know, and it puts it in order.
Right.
And all that go together. Man, it's going to be crazy. Anyway, man.
Thank you, Randall.
They've got that mirror city they're building in Dubai. It's going to be 100 miles.
Now that's.
And
we'll
they got
see.
The money to. Well, they got well, the money to do it.
I mean, that's big and bold and fascinating. Yeah. But
there's a couple videos. I think there's sales videos on YouTube of them wanting to do it.
Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey, why are you getting up to speed on things? Why don't you get up to speed on the Oyster Bunny?
The Oyster Bunny.
The president identified when he called the Easter Bunny up on Sunday. He called him the Oyster Bunny. So we all need to get up. You know, there's just hundreds of thousands of children now that are crying, and we're going to have to change retail, the whole thing, from the Easter Bunny to the Oyster Bunny, and need to get up to speed on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not even a real bunny. That's just a freaking unemployed guy in a bunny outfit. Like, get over it.
Yeah, he always smells, too.
Yeah.
I'm the same one that's going to drive the Oscar Mayer Wiener truck all the way across the country. You heard about that?
That's a fun job right there.
You know, who wouldn't want to drive the Wiener?
Yeah, right.
You know, what a pickup line.
It's
going to
be short.
Think about all the bars you could hit in that thing.
Yeah, after this drink, you want to go back to my Wiener?
Right. Step outside, actually.